Hello, everyone. Are we live? Do we have success in connection here? I'm having troubles. This is taking a while to refresh, reset. Odyssey, don't show us old streams. This doesn't help. I'd rather see a black screen. I'd rather see a black screen that tells me you're not live, this is not your live. Odyssey, unfortunately, is trying to show you guys some while waiting images. Oh my god, I can't even know if I'm live at this point. Nicolas Petris says, okay, we are live. Holy shit, it's long to fix these things. I love this new preamp. I'm surprised that the people who have been complaining about the audio, I'm sure you must like this audio. I'm sure you must like it. There is much less overdrive. I've been listening to yesterday's show in my bed yesterday, and I love the voice. I think this is a superior preamp. The WA73, totally worth the $1,000. It gives a stable, very stable, good filtering of the noise. Nicolas Petris says it definitely sounds better. Yeah, I increasingly understand the importance of the preamp. But I was expecting the people who keep complaining about the audio to say, hey, JF, this is good audio. But they didn't come to me. It seems that they just complain. That's what they do. But thank you for the nice words in the regular chat. It's been a while since I haven't been at Olive Garden. They just move wild because they know I got bands. They be chatting, I don't give a damn, and I'm still getting money. I know who I am. Trying to be low, he gonna hit up my gram. If he's smart, he gonna act like a fan. Thinking you bigger, they got your head gas. Bitches slow, so I get him a pass. So you can get free Parmesan cheese in that way. People were pointing out that she has beautiful boobs. Well, yes, I mean, those are beautiful females at these Italian restaurants, more pricey. I don't know, maybe she's a porn star because there's this whole, this whole emulation of a porn video with the Parmesan in her face. I don't know. But in any case, I didn't know you could get free Parmesan that way. Ariel Suarez says, I went to an Olive Garden at the beginning of this year. Was it like this? Adair says she already has a pearl necklace. Yes, and I noticed that she seems to be a Christian. You can see that she has a little cross here. She has a cross necklace. This is what I was noticing while reviewing the video before the show. Now, she has a very aesthetic Parmesan slice that has fallen onto her eye. That is too bad. Other than this, the shot was perfect. Big Tech Exodus says, this is Christianity, lol. Yeah, I'm understanding that she's part of a sect of Christian futurism that promises a different take on Christianity. I don't know about it. Tucker Carlson is receiving offers, and I can't believe this offer. This guy, Patrick Bet-David, he's been an impressive guy, not perfect, but out there in the cucked media, the cucked independent media, he is kind of a truth seeker, and at least as far as COVID, he was able to go through the bullshit of COVID and at the same time host mainstream personalities. What I don't understand about this guy is how does this guy have $100 million? I know there's lots of money to be made in the podcast industry. I mean, I've been making myself wealthy and you know, feeling good for the rest of my life with just 1 year or 2 years of peak YouTubing. So I know that there's lots of money to be made, but $100 million to Tucker Carlson? How does that happen? Now, I know this guy is a super promoter, super networker. I know he has all things on the side, books, products, counseling, and people send money to this guy to get counseling of all kind. So he's a bizarre guy, the kind of guy that you would expect to have all sorts of streams of income, but to be able to drop $100 million on the table like this and offer to Tucker Carlson, that is quite impressive. Now, I don't know what Tucker will say about this. It seems like a very creative offer, like $100 million over 5 years, an equity stake in Valuetainment, so his company, president of Valuetainment, and a board seat to project your strategic vision and voice, your own podcast and other daily, weekly shows, documentaries and movies covering topics you care about, and what else? We are all ears. So basically, full artistic freedom for Tucker Carlson. It would be beautiful to see these two together because, although, Patrick Bet-David, we haven't seen him on the truly edgy subjects. We haven't seen him dig too deep. But at least I like what I see in terms of his truth-seeking ability. I like how he called out the COVID narrative. Now, he's a bullshitter. He's a carpet salesman, sure. And, let it be. If this guy can bring back Tucker to a fully free show where he can unleash himself, that would be kind of beautiful. So I think it's a nice place for Tucker to go. But will Tucker say yes? Is this $100 million that he has in his pocket? Or is this $100 million that, we're planning to make this money with you, so we're going to give it to you? There's questions there. Like, can they back this $100 million if something goes wrong? What if Tucker loses his YouTube channel? What if the things don't end up being as paying as they expect? So I don't know, but I think it's exciting that the offer is there. Shrigma Mail is sending a super chat. Thank you so much. He says, hey, Jeff, regarding the new mortgage policy, perhaps this will raise the price of houses in the short term, as there will be more poor people who can afford houses. This could be a potential outcome, a short-term boost, because someone couldn't have had a mortgage without the rule. Now Biden puts his rule, which helps the poor people, and suddenly they can afford it for a while. That is possible. That is entirely possible. But I don't think it can be good long-term, because long-term it can only increase the weight of the industry. It can only really, what you're going to do with this is you're going to attract more people who will fail to pay their mortgage in the industry. And you're going to make it harder for those people who could have. So it cannot be good long-term. And long-term, that means also, if it creates a shock in the amount of people who are unable to pay their mortgage, it can create the inverse effect where banks find themselves with all sorts of houses on their hand that there's no one occupying them. They have to sell a lot of them, and suddenly the price falls. John Drake says, Musk is the best business partner for Carlson. It would also be beautiful to see a fully independent Tucker Carlson, because the fact is Tucker Carlson can grow bigger than Patrick Bet-David on his own. So, is it that interesting to make $100 million by this bullshit marketer? Love to Patrick Bet-David. I don't want to insult him too much, but he is this kind of Middle Eastern tan type of, sir, buy this carpet, please, $700. This is the best carpet you've ever seen. And does Tucker really win at going with this guy when $100 million, he can probably generate it in other ways? Like, whatever Tucker touches will be graced with much success, if not $100,000, $100 million, certainly close to it. We have a grandma, and this shows that this far-left concern around gender has reached the grandma, and it's time for the young generations to understand your thing is really passé, because now it's been understood by the concerned trolling grandma. It's not fashionable anymore. You should shift to a new ideology, because this grandmother, and she frustrates me so much, because I've seen these old ladies do this on various flavors. Old ladies like this that come to annoy you about Jesus Christ and Christianity are equally annoying to me. It's like you're coming to manage something that's none of your business. What the fuck is happening to your own family that you feel the need to come propagandize at my home, try to speak to my family, try to speak to me? Whether you come with an idea that I agree with or not, I'm not interested at people soliciting at my home for and trying to get their nose into my family processes and education. Now, she's like the Christian propagandist, but instead of coming to propagandize Christianity, she comes to propagandize genderless clothing for a 2-year-old baby girl.
Hey, so you've come to my house to complain about my baby wearing pink.
I was just asking, really, why you keep putting her in pink and not other colours?
Well, traditionally, girls often wear pink.
Well, I think you'll find that was back in the day. I don't think it's today. I think you can wear any colour you want now.
So the first error of the guy, of course, he's not a professional debater. He's just getting annoyed at his home, so I don't blame him. You don't want to go with traditional because, of course, they're going to be anti-traditional. Now you realize that labeling it traditional didn't bring you forward in the conversation. The fact that it's traditional, she is arguing that we should change, that it's a bad tradition.
No, you can. She has other like clothes as well, but her favorite color is pink.
Well, I've only ever seen her in pink, and I think that's not allowing her to have freedom of what gender she wants to be.
She's a baby.
And here you have the full construct. They imagine another being inside the being. They imagine the potential as a physical thing. Like, what if she's an astronaut? And what if her not wearing an astronaut suit is delaying her on her path toward astronaut careers? What if? Well, normally we don't imagine fictive potential routes of the future and then apply corrective measures meant to handle these specific routes that have not been instantiated yet. It's like, what if she cut her arm later? Should we put a band-aid right now so that later she bleeds less? Well, normally you wait that the injury has occurred to put the band-aid. The idea being that astronautism, yeah, her path toward astronautism. The idea being that given that there are multiple contradictory possible future paths for any human being, we will not start applying remedies that are meant specifically for a path. Because what if she had another gender? Well, what if one of the other billions of possibilities about her development occurs instead of this one? Will you be dressing her up in 1 billion possible different clothings to make sure that she feels good growing into an astronaut or a lesbian?
She's not a baby.
She's a baby. She's 2.
She looks a lot older than that to me. But anyway...
Well, hold on a minute. What's any of your concern?
Well, it's my concern because I believe that the world has got better since we've got all this fluidity with genders and...
Okay.
Oh, my God. Like, by what measure? Do you have grandchildren? You probably don't. Because you're this nurturing fucking psycho. And like just being around you, I want to fuck less. So I guess that you have an anti-natalist overall effect in your space bubble, in your bubble of existence here. It's like you're sweating anti-natalism. By what standard has the world gotten better with all these genders? Do you know what's the suicide rate in these communities? Do you know what's the reproduction rate? Do you know what's the happy marriage without a divorce rate?
Okay. Different types of genders now.
Okay.
And I think by dressing someone in pink, if she doesn't want to be a girl when she's older, she wants to be a transgender or whatever, then she'll have been
transsexual or transgender or whatever, you know, whatever, like the 99.999% of the people who want to be male or female. That's the whatever. I think we should prepare for the whatever mostly. We should prepare for this. And then if one of the very, very small probabilities happens, we'll handle it.
Dressed in pink and you would have confused her. So I think it's nicer to dress people in all different colors. I mean, she'd look beautifully in yellow, wouldn't she? Let's be honest.
Well, yeah, she's wearing yellow now. Hey, baby.
I hadn't seen that, sorry. She would look beautiful in yellow, wouldn't she? She's already dressed in yellow. So she's already wearing many colors. And she hadn't noticed, see? She just notices when it bugs her preferences, her attack on gender. She notices when it signals femininity.
But she's got pink trousers on with rainbows on. Now, I do like the rainbow.
What the fuck is this? I'm wondering, is this real? Is this an actress? Is this someone who has mental issues? Because the whole insistence, like, this is a physical concern troll. Witches exist, says DK Shadow. They do. They fucking do. I mean, I've been confronted with this. They actually do. Like, witches who hate men and who want to destroy society with bat hairs and that kind of stuff.
Definitely like the rainbows on her trousers. Now, that's good.
Okay.
But
the way she insists on the rainbow, like, this is not even how a leftist LGBT activist would say it. Or maybe they would. Maybe I'm just not in those circles enough.
Okay. No. Okay. Firstly, yeah, you're wearing pink glasses, okay? Yeah.
I think you'll find these are mauve. Are you colorblind?
Mauve.
Something. These are mauve.
Mauve pink glasses.
Mauve.
What color are these, young lady? Yeah, she says pink. But they're not pink. They are mauve. Mauve. Mauve glasses.
Okay. So.
And actually, they're blue inside. So a little bit of pink, mauve, and blue. I've got all the colors, you see.
Sorry.
Much healthier for the brain, the mindset.
Sorry.
So she makes the case that her own glasses aren't pink. They are a mix. And the child contradicts her. The child sees the pink. And it's like, oh, suddenly she doesn't care about what the child feels. Because this whole thing, wasn't it about the child experience? Wasn't it about, hey, whatever the child feels, you're going to have to honor it. You're going to have to live with it. Well, the child feels that your glasses are pink. What about it?
So, I'm just a little bit baffled to, like, why you're actually here.
I'm just asking why you keep dressing the girl in pink. I think you should give her more choices of colour.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. But however I want to dress her, okay, yeah? The way how I parent it is nothing to do with you.
Well, it is to do with me because I feel for people these days and I think they should have more choices of what colours they want to wear.
But
what
she's
they
two.
Want to be.
She's two.
Well, I don't think it matters.
I don't need to teach her about all this. What is right? What is traditional is she's a...
I mean, a young 2 years old aren't annoyed. They know exactly what clothes they prefer. And yes, most girls will prefer the pink, the exact thing that you would think they would prefer. Absolutely ridiculous interaction here. I hope this doesn't come to be common. A heartless sociopath, just to show you, there are some people who are just dangerous in society. This woman just killed two people. And it seems for the police to be impossible to have her understand the gravity of the situation.
Oh, hey, you remember literally left my car, and then I have school tomorrow, so how do I get my car for tomorrow?
Well, your car is totaled.
It's what?
Your car is totaled.
Totaled?
Wrecked.
Okay, so how do I get it for school?
You don't.
So, I don't go to school tomorrow, is what you're telling me?
No, ma'am. You want me to be honest with you? You're going to jail. You don't have a bond. You killed two people tonight. I don't think you understand that. You do not have a bond. You are not getting out of jail. Your car is property of East Peoria Police Department because it's a crime scene. It killed two people tonight. You are clueless with that, clearly. I've already explained this to you. You're going to jail for reckless homicide tonight. You're going to jail for aggravated DUI for killing two people. That's what's going on. So no, you're not going to school tomorrow. You're not.
Callum Oxworth says, I want a full toxicology report because this seems like Xanax behavior. There's a couple of drugs that can give you this total carelessness about the world. It's probably what she's on, and people died because of it. I mean, if she's careless like this after the event, can you imagine how careless she was while driving?
I'll give you a car out of impound. Did you just hear what I just told you?
Even when he tells her, she's like, but can I get it the next day then?
You said I'm not going tomorrow. I'm talking about Tuesday.
Did you hear when I said
you
that
said I'm going to jail tomorrow?
Did you're going to jail right when we're down here?
Yes.
Did you understand what I told you, that you killed two people tonight?
Yeah, so I'm just wondering when I can go to school.
Okay, we're done.
Well, she ended up getting 14-year prison sentence for fatal DUI crash.
You're all on body camera being completely careless about killing two people tonight. You could care less. That's sad and pathetic and horrible all at the same time.
Can you say that as a cop?
Yes.
Can you say that as a cop? Holy shit, she is relaxed. Someone says, I want what she's on. Wow. I mean, that is why people are dangerous. And you cannot arrest these people before they end up doing something terrible. There's no way to detect that she's going to do. And anyways, you wouldn't want to engage in pre-crime arrest. And so living in society as discussed, which is why I left society. I don't want people like this potentially killing my family and getting away sometimes, and other times getting prison sentences that are much shorter than the damage they have caused. IG Security says, I can fix her. That's probably not correct. Ariel Suarez says, killed two people, had breakfast, whatever, either would produce the same emotions on her. MK Ultra 2.0 says DK Shadow. A nice lady in Oakland had her purse stolen. She was then struck and dragged by the thieves in their getaway car. Massive fatal injuries. In accordance with her progressive beliefs, her family called for the murderers to not be prosecuted. Be happy for them. The victim exited their vehicle and attempted to retrieve their stolen belongings from the individual. While the victim struggled for their belongings, they were knocked to the ground and sustained injuries. Angel did not believe in incarceration as an effective or just solution to social violence and equity. She was one of these punk people in the punk culture. I don't know her. But anyways, her parents are saying they don't want prosecution because she did not believe in imprisonment. And I said, progressives are basically lobotomized to the point of not even feeling the normal emotion of frustration and desire for punishment in response to a loved one's murder. At this point, I'm wondering if it's something with the water in these places or maybe pacifying GMO spray. I mean, you have to ask yourself if they've been using these sprays that they were developing anyway. I mean, they were developing these techniques to, hey, Maybe we found some molecules that make people less racist or that make people less hateful. I mean, they're going to deploy this in certain towns. I wouldn't want to be there. Anyways, absolutely ridiculous. It sucks that we are in a genocide, basically, and people on the side being genocided are rooting for it. They are made to root for it. Meanwhile, Pornhub has banned all activities of the website in Utah because a law came out in Utah that was forcing them to take certain means to ensure that children weren't watching Pornhub. And Pornhub went crazy about it. They said, "We can't do this. Not the children. Not the children, please. We need the children." And so they couldn't accept that they had to make sure that children don't watch Pornhub. So they've retaliated by cutting out the whole of Utah from Pornhub. That's okay with me. I think it's a win-win. And someone published a meme. "Every time you push this button, minors will lose access to porn. But Pornhub will retaliate by taking away everyone's porn." And the guy starts pushing the button. Push, 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 push. The guy had poorly thought out his philosophical quandary. It's not super hard. I'm going to push the button. Big Tech Exodus says, Utah is looking interesting. Yes, Utah, definitely. Now, it's still a too southern for me as a Canadian. It's still too close to California for me to think that long-term it's a solution. But it's kind of interesting. It's a religiously conservative state. Personally, I prefer options that are closer to the snow because I look at the temperature in Utah and I'm afraid that one day what will happen to Texas will also come to Utah and will happen to Utah too. Colin Marksworth says, "What is Utah going to do now without instant access?" Okay, I will not read the rest. Fractal Man sends a super chat. He says, "JF, any tips on finding a bargain priced home? For instance, where to search, what to look for?" I mean, I don't know about the US, but there are real estate websites in Canada. So you go on all these websites. There are generally two or three where most things are listed. And then you search by low price. So you search really by low price. Now, that will still give you perhaps not the lowest price home, not the best bargains, because the best bargain is one where the market is so small that they don't even take the means to put it on the internet. They just plant a stake and they say it for sales by the owner. Those are good bargains that you can get, but you'll have to drive to the place where you want to buy the home and you're going to have to figure it out by just driving in every street. So those are the two methods. And the real estate market on the internet is a good one. You can have very good deals, but it's going to be moments. There are moments in the market where you can do this. There are other moments where everything is pricey, even the bargain homes. Rudy Lucid says, "How many times are you..." Oh no, I will not engage on this subject. I was commenting on a IQ post by Kareem Carr. This thread, so he says, "The perception of IQ as a seemingly objective measure of intelligence is frequently used to promote racist pseudoscience on social media. For this reason, I think it's extremely important for people to know some relevant facts about IQ." And then he goes on to not deny at all anything related to race and IQ. So it's just a passive aggressive, "Oh yeah, I think you should know this about IQ. And I think you should know that about IQ." And unfortunately, it doesn't make it an argument at all against what he calls the racist pseudoscience on social media. So I said, this thread starts with a statement against racist pseudoscience on social media, but then goes on a gish-galloping enterprise around IQ itself, rather than address the question that matters regarding the established differences of IQ across races. This is the final move of the goalpost after the left tried denying the differences existed at all for years. Now they merely are arguing that IQ isn't a proper measure of intelligence. Well, this matters very little because I've been saying for years that IQ test measures whatever it measures, and that the value of this measure is no more than the set of correlations to real-world outcomes these measures can be linked to. Suppose we call what IQ measures blurb. Does blurbness vary across races? Yes. Is blurbness explained by genetic variation? Yes. Is blurbness predictive of real-world outcomes in employment? Yes. Given the choice, would you prefer living in blurb town? It really doesn't matter what you define as being true intelligence. In the end, we will know that the tests we've run in that we call IQ, they have been indicative of various correlates in society, of various outcomes of educational achievement. And by the way, this educational achievement correlation with IQ is about to end, simply because at this point we are giving away diplomas for different races at different scales of performance. You simply do not have to be as intelligent if you are an Asian versus if you are Black to get a university diploma. So eventually that correlation will fall, but it will fall not because it's not relevant anymore. It will fall because the meritocracy of the very educational system that we are looking at will have changed. I'm going to go check Mama JF because she knocks on the door. Give me 1 minute. All right. Disruptive individuals. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? Let's keep going with Glenn Greenwald. This article strongly suggests that the Murdochs talked to Zelensky and Tucker's opposition to the U.S. war in Ukraine was a major factor in his firing. So an interesting hypothesis developed here by Glenn Greenwald, that Tucker Carlson, it is his anti-war stance that would have been the breaking point. Carlo Maxworth says, I'm fairly in the Mama JF faction in the incoming regular chat civil war. And Chef Marv says, Taleb also went full retard against IQ on Twitter lately. He says it's a swindle. I'm like, what if the swindle is applied equally to all individuals and different ethnic and racial groups? Oh, yeah, and one of the other comment of Karim was to say, we have already changed the IQ test so that it would be not gender specific, so that females would perform equal to males. Why don't we do this with race also? And it's like, do you really think that you're going to find, that you're even going to find a question that you can still consider a question that touches on intelligence that will be equally resolved across the races? I wouldn't be surprised that you can't even. That basically any test that you find that has this characteristic will simply be not be at, about intelligence at all and would have lost all of the relevant correlates to the other things that we're trying to use it as a proxy for. like, okay, you're going to find a test where they perform equally, but it's not going to be a test that tells you educational achievement or performance on the workplace or performance on a wide array of tests. They've been trying, by the way, to develop IQ tests that would be, that they called culturally neutral. And the best that came out is the Raven matrices, because it's very imaging based. You know, there's no word, so it doesn't have any language component. But definitely on the Raven matrices that they call a culturally neutral test, definitely there are still racial differences in performance. Philosophy Cat says, the men in this room are the only one giving her good advice. Oh yeah, so Taylor Swift wanted to go political. And it's beautiful because I didn't know she was surrounded closely by her dad that way. But apparently her dad is involved in the management of her career. And he's like, we've never gone political. And there's an assistant of the dad or someone who's related to the dad was like, if you go for the Democrats that way, it's like if I was giving you a button and I told you, if you press this button, you're going to get half of the people wanting to go to your concert will not go to your concerts anymore. Would you like to press that button? But she's being a female, of course, and she's crying and she wants to speak freely.
We've not got involved with politics or religion.
Yeah, but this is on the home front. And also, back in the presidential election, I was in such a horrendous place that I wasn't going to pop my head out of the sand for anything.
Why would you? I mean, does Bob Hope do it? Did Bing Crosby do it? Does Mick Jagger do it?
Come on.
No, what I'm saying right now is...
Bob Hope and Bing Crosby.
First of all, these aren't your dad's celebrities and these aren't your dad's Republicans.
Well, imagine if we came to you and said, hey, we've got this idea that we could halve the number of people that come to you next to it.
And the other thing, just from a security standpoint,
you think
Taylor Swift comes out against Trump.
I don't care if they write that. I'm sad that I didn't 2 years ago, but I can't change that. I'm saying right now that this is something that I know is right, and you guys, I need to be on the right side of history, and if he doesn't win, then at least I tried.
Taylor, here's the problem.
I just want to read you what I wrote, and I'm going to try to start. I just really want you to know that this is important to me.
I totally agree with the issue, but let me explain to you. Yes, I've read the entire thing, and the bottom line right now, I'm terrified. I'm the guy that went out and bought armored cars.
I worry for her safety as much as anybody does, maybe more.
Woman cannot help but bring it down to feelings. I think it's her mother, I'm guessing. Her mother is there. Have you heard her? Have you listened to what she's saying right now? Holy shit. And the guy is like, I'm the guy in charge of buying armored car to make sure that she doesn't die. And the mother is like, well, I care for her safety much more than anyone. Well, it doesn't give you moral superiority or better knowledge about safety and about the consequences of what she would do. That gives you a priority of whether you should, whether your input should be superior to your security guy's input. Anyways, I don't know if she ended up talking about it against Trump. I don't remember those days, but it's hilarious to see that a dad here has to intervene to keep her from doing damaging stuff to her career. We've never seen such a dramatic shift. Bud Light hopes new ad blitz can overcome corporate suicide. So Bud Light is unleashing a bunch of new ads. One of the ads, I don't know where I saved it. Let me try to find it here. One of the ads has so many white people in it that people think that they must have been asking permission to BlackRock. Someone was saying, Bowtied Broke said they're trying to backtrack fast with their base. Their brand new commercial of Cowboys and Country Girls that just aired with Zac Brown's Chicken Fried playing. someone was commenting on it. They must have asked the permission to have so many white people on a single ad. Ah, see. Heterosexual females ready to reproduce. No trans in sight. White cowboy teams. A top that shows the shade, the full feminine shape of the boobs. Beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio. Oh my God, are they gonna fall for this? But it's amazing how hard they try. It's amazing to see them walk it back so intensively. Well, what can you say? I mean, I've never been charmed by the fake cowboy aesthetic either. You know, this gives me vibes of very Nashville-y type of cowboy. You know, the type of cowboys who happen not to have cows. So I don't know about this. I personally will not be drinking Bud Light anyway. I sent a tweet to Elon Musk because he was talking about happiness maximization. He was saying there will always be sadness. What matters, I think, is maximizing cumulative civilizational net happiness over time. That is the leftist morality that comes to trap Elon Musk. He must understand that this is an error in itself. I think he understands it instinctively. Because when Elon Musk takes over Twitter, he doesn't think about the feelings of the employees. He fires them because they're useless and it makes them unhappy. I think that he has an understanding that trying to maximize other people's happiness is a recipe for disaster. So I said to him, that is an error, Elon Musk, the same error committed by Sam Harris. To put it in engineering terms, pursuing civilizational happiness is like over-optimizing an equation for predicting an already existing data set and then expect it to generalize well into novel situations. Give too much thought to other people's happiness and your relationship with them turns to parasitism and they exploit you until unsustainability. Happiness evolved well as a social signal that constitutes a proxy for the proper delivery of advantages from parents to children. Extending this care to the whole of society means an unending descent into unsustainable, feminized leftist principles, progressively ruining civilization. Civilization must be made of masculine morality, contracts, honor, honesty, boundaries, in complete disregard of the human emotions caused. The moment you start caring about human emotions is the moment where my free contractual arrangement with you, suddenly we have to stop it because someone else is made unhappy by it. Someone else feels that they should have been entitled to this opportunity. And now you're into equity and equality and entitlement. That is the trap of leftism. And I'm afraid that Elon Musk is superficially right-wing on certain measures. But I think that deep down, there's still a nucleus of left-wing thought that is based precisely in this harm-based morality. We have to remove it so that Elon Musk is fully cleansed and that he is saved. Reviving Jay says, late to tune in. JF, your comments yesterday about boomer parenting hit deep. Had to force my parents to be involved in my life and dating life. I would just tell them about it. Now they are quite happy with my spouse and love the kids, but holy shit, the boomers just throw their kids into the world. Yeah, very sad. And all of this being based on, not being based out of a respect for liberty, but being based out of a carelessness about the outcome and a kind of philosophy that the next generation is better informed about the world if they go out there themselves and go seek their information themselves. And the fact is that in all societies ever, there's always been some knowledge transfer, and it's just the boomers. The boomers somehow have decided that they would delegate this to the state, that the state was fit to inform us about how to behave. The state isn't. Big surprise, big shock. The state isn't. People were doing nice comments on my harm-based morality considerations. Greg Arrow says he went the way of the bike cuck. My bike got stolen recently. I was pretty bummed out about it. But I think whoever stole it was probably more happy to get it than I am sad to lose it. The total happiness in the world increased. So whatever. That is exactly what harm-based morality leads to. It leads to self-abolishment. It leads to ignoring existence. It leads to parasitism becoming the norm, because it's all about who can display sadness the best, who can make the most impressive claim to victimhood. And that person is entitled to more goods than the person who stays silent, because that person succeeds at having their happiness consideration put at the forefront of public considerations. So harm-based morality leads systematically to a race of victimization, which is exactly what the left has been doing, basically. DK Shadow was commenting, perverse incentives, or aka conspiracy theory, according to NPCs. That was in response to my tweet about, well, DC Drano was asking, did we ever figure out how the flu disappeared for a year during COVID, or was there something else going on? I said, it's an important question, for which the most serious guess is that before 2020, if you were coming to the hospital coughing, you were classified as having the flu. Starting in 2020, they would run tests until they got a COVID positive so they can get federal funding. So that's the difference. As far as I know, we've never tested for the flu so radically that we would know the difference between the flu and some other virus that causes basically the flu. When you see 38 million cases of flu in 2014 or whatever, we haven't tested these 38 million cases for the viral component to determine that it was truly influenza. I believe that what's happening is that the old statistics, it's basically if you were coughing. If you were coughing, you had the flu. And in 2020, suddenly, the criteria for a federal help by Donald Trump and eventually Joe Biden is that we need to have a COVID positive test. So now a COVID positive test may mean $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 for your hospital. And I know, because I've been in this kind of employment where trying to make flows of money arrive onto my clinic or my hospital. So now suddenly it's like, okay, we're going to run tests. We're going to take the least reliable test. We need a positive test because it means tens of thousands of dollars if it's positive. That's what happened. Shrek Mamel sends a super chat. He says, hey, Jeff, did you know Wyoming is the only state in the union that doesn't participate in the federal refugee settlement program? I don't know. Do they do this because they want to? Can you opt out? How does it work? And if they did opt out, why doesn't more states opt out? I don't know. My guess is that the federal government being eventually in control of immigration, they will try to flood everything they can. Just like in Canada, they started making these special programs to try to get immigrants from big cities into the distant regions. And it's like, we're going to give you as much money as you want. If you can just populate these areas with brownness, please. So I'm sure that this will come in the US one day, but it's good to see that Wyoming, South Dakota are the places that I would aim for. Definitely good choices to go live there, to establish a family. I don't know what are the economic opportunities there, but if you can make it there and perhaps find a job on the internet, that is absolutely perfect. There was a scholarly debate, a very interesting debate between various scholars here about epistemological certainty. When do you really know? Do you know from interfacing with the world? Do you know truly deep inside? Or is your mind interacting with the known world through the unknown interface? The monists have been very strong in this debate. Naberius says that he detected a rejection of solipsism. So they are beating basically this this woman who is assistant principal at Westfield High School, North Houston, Texas. She was hospitalized with serious injuries. I don't know exactly what led to this, but that is the situation. Meanwhile, the banks are crapping in value. PacWest Bancorp, stock trading halted, citing volatility after sinking 30% today. So we already went down from 56 over a long period. That's the 1 week graph here. So each candle is 1 week. But today they had a second drop from about $10 to about $6. Not looking good for the banking system, still despite the reassurance that everything is fine. Trayvon Martin, you know, he's a guy who got shot, if I remember correctly, but I don't remember the name of the man who shot him. But the man who shot him was a kind of security guy of the community, and shot him because he felt that he was a threat. I don't remember the name of the shooter. I believe he was a Hispanic guy, Zimmer. Zimmerman. Yeah, that is true. Fix DSM. George Zimmerman. Yeah, absolutely. And Trayvon Martin, at some point in his life, happened to go to NASA and put on this NASA suit, this kind of space flight astronaut suit. Now they have put the NASA suit into the Museum of African American History. The director said, "Trayvon Martin's flight suit tells the story of a dream of space flight ended tragically by earthbound violence." So we end up with the assumption that Trayvon Martin was headed toward an astronaut career. I mean, this is not so far from my commentary about the old lady who wants to see potential genderless future girls being imposed onto young girls. And here we see a potential astronaut, the meme of the potential astronaut being physically instantiated at the Museum for African American History. Beautiful. There are leaks today about Tucker Carlson, but the problem is there's nothing wrong in these leaks. What the fuck are you leaking this far. They have caught Tucker in private circumstances while he was preparing for his show, making jokes. And it's kind of hilarious. Like, so this is not a leak where you're like, oh my God, Tucker is like that. It's more like, oh my God, Tucker is actually more funny in private than he is on screen.
Everyone in this company is thrilled that you're doing this. I've gotten more calls from people about it.
Oh, that's great. But I got to say, when I came to New York a couple of weeks ago, I couldn't believe.
So he's preparing for his interaction with Piers Morgan here.
Believe how welcoming and friendly everybody was. It was fantastic. I loved it.
Yeah, they really mean it from the owners on down.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's cool to see it. I like that. It's a good, you know, people are nice in this company, I think. They've always been nice to me anyway.
I completely agree. Everyone's been very, very friendly and very nice, and I really appreciate it. But thank you so much for coming on. It's
yeah, I bet that doesn't change. Of course. Yeah.
It's just great to have you on my show. I mean, I've been on yours enough times. It's great.
I think it's totally cool. So let's, if we're going to talk about sex, I'd love to hit some of the fine points of technique.
It's a joke about, oh yeah, since we're going to talk about sex, I want to talk about techniques. Of course, they're not going to talk about sex techniques, but it's a joke to lighten up the mood before an interview. Standard in the business, by the way. I'm one of those who actually don't do this. Like, if you would see my pre-shows with big people like Richard Spencer, I'm like silent. I don't say a word. And when I go on Modern Day Debate, and I don't say a word. And they're trying to make those jokes and lighten up the mood. And I'm like, I'm not even answering. To me, the only thing that matters is the public product. I don't exist in private.
But you know, but it's your show. It's totally up to you.
We can certainly talk about your sexual technique, especially after your tanning testicles last week.
Not mine. We'll speak in more general terms, but I've got something to add.
A tanning testicle joke. These guys are a little more based, if you will, in when, like Piers Morgan, I wouldn't have expected that he knew about the tanning testicle meme. I wouldn't have expected this. Now he is. They both look through this leak more human and more fun. So it's ridiculous that Media Matters is trying to. And there's another leak where Tucker says, "Fuck it, we're gonna do it live." And it's like, does Media Matter understand that this is a parodic imitation of another news commentator who had been caught yelling like this in the mic? That is funny. Tucker Carlson is mocking other news hosts that got caught on hot cameras. So all of it is funny. There is really nothing bad in this leak. I'm very happy to have seen how Tucker behaves in private. Kremlin mocks and dismisses White House high Russian casualty count. So the White House had said that 100,000 total casualties had been happening to Russia. In response, Dmitry Peskov mocked and dismissed these figures on Tuesday, saying the White House is pulling the numbers out of a hat, and further stressed the U.S. cannot possibly know any of this. Pulling out figures out of a hat, Washington does not have the opportunity to give any correct figure. They do not have such data. This is how it should be treated. I tend to agree, you know, that this didn't seem to be based when the White House said this. It didn't seem to be based on any methodology that we could have confidence of. You cannot know this from satellites, from the points of observation that you have. So you don't know this. Another thing that I was reproaching on the Race IQ post of Karim Carr, look what he says. He makes it look like there's a problem with the IQ curve that is not. He says the shape of the IQ distribution makes IQ seem deeply biological, like human height, which also follows a bell curve. This gives IQ an aura of biological plausibility. So it might surprise you to know that it's all kind of a sham. Raw IQ scores do not resemble a bell curve. And I was saying literally no one has ever argued that something looks more biological when it's bell-shaped. This never happened. So you are attacking a straw man, Karim Carr. This is not a misconception that exists within the right-wing arguments around race and IQ, within anyone. And if a curve is like this, or if it's rectangular, or if it's stepwise, or if it's bimodal, none of it makes it more biological. Biology can provide pretty much any pattern you want. I think that biology itself and evolution and the complexity of our body is a proof of this. So no, it's not more biological looking because it's a bell curve. U.S. regional bank stocks following collapse of First Republic Bank, minus 30% for PacWest, minus 25% for Western Alliance, minus 21% for Metropolitan Bank, minus 15, 10, 7, 6, 5. Banks are in trouble and will have to wait to see if this trouble is to the point of causing some kind of massive crash, or if it's just that certain banks will not be saved by the government and will disappear or be rebought, perhaps. There is inline videos are coming to Twitter. Some people have been experimenting with the beta feature, apparently. Inline videos, so you can type something, put a video, type something. There has been a problem with video on Twitter, which is that it always shows at the bottom. You never know quite to do what to do when you have both a reference and a video, because Twitter will choose one of them as being the thumbnail, kind of. If Elon wants us to become professional bloggers on Twitter, that's what I've been complaining about, and he's been working on improving it. He's put bold characters, italic characters. I don't see why we wouldn't have all of the potential complexity of an HTML WordPress type blog post, because sometimes you want an image and you want to explain something about it. Sometimes you want to take the reader through the various steps of complexity. So very good move here by Elon. What else do we have in the news? There is an article at Scientific American that denies the binary of sex, the binary of gender or sex. Let me make sure to see. But anyways, I was reading this Twitter response to it. Oh yeah, here's why human sex is not binary. Ova don't make a woman and sperm don't make a man. And it's all a political article. It's not serious biology. For humans, sex is dynamic. And it's always what they do. They expand sex to mean all of the things that are really proxies for sex. Like, no one is saying that beard, for example, is the definition of sex. That having beard is the definition of being a male, and not having beard is the definition of being a female. Nor is anyone, in fact, making arguments for this with hormones or whatever. I personally don't even do it with chromosomes. I say sex is a category that is meant for reproductive activities. In the same way, respiration is a biological category that is meant for the physiological mechanism that process oxygen, transfer it, and allow its consumption in the body. So sex relates to gametes. In the same way, the word respiration relates to oxygen and its and other gases like CO2 in the human body. For that reason, sex is binary because there is only two ways for humans to reproduce. Sex is certainly binary in humans, and it's binary in 99% of the life forms out there that do meiosis. Now, there are some exceptions. There is anisotropic bacteria where the binary isn't a bilateral binary, where there is no distinguishing the sperm from the egg. It's equal gametes, if you will. In which case, I don't know. I guess we could still call it binary, but it's not binarily differentiated. Anyways, everyone knows this. We've been talking about this before, but Carol Hooven was saying it's dangerous what Scientific American is doing because they are presenting evolutionary biologists like us and presenting us as political extremists, which is not what we are. Good point. But at the same time, it's not enough. It's not strong enough. You have to call out this political project that is the big lie that they're trying to push, which is the lie of the left, which is precisely a political project, Carol, against reproduction. If you don't understand this, like, she's complaining that because of her biological view, she's being pointed to as a political agent. That's one thing. Okay. But the fact is, the people who are pointing you as a political agent, they are on a political quest. They are interested at messing up anything that goes around reproduction. They are interested at messing up the concepts in this domain precisely because they are looking to make an attack on the family and on human reproduction. That's what's happening. And if you don't understand this and join the opposite political camp, the camp that says enough with your anti-natalism, enough with your fight against reproduction, you won't ever understand the debate that you're brought into against your will. Ban the BBC says, as someone who was censored and banned for wrong think under the prior Twitter management, I thank Elon Musk every day that I am free to criticize the government's catastrophic COVID response and the snake oil mRNA vaccine they tried to force on me, my family, and the wider public. You don't have to agree with me on any of this, but none of this freedom of expression was possible under Twitter 1.0. I still see sad, sorry saps criticizing those who have subscribed to paid Twitter. Free speech is priceless. As it happens, all it costs is $8 a month to defend this right. I would pay more. Beautifully said. I fully agree. Grimes, I think I've already reviewed these opinions of Grimes, but I don't know if she's now expressing those opinions on a recent podcast of Lex Fridman. But I remember, reviewing Grimes, who was saying that women should be paid to have babies. Women should be integrated in their reproductive function to capitalism. And she's doing the same here in a segment that was sent by Stephen Robinson.
We were talking about motherhood. Like, part of the reason I'm so late is because I had to get the baby to bed. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I keep thinking about motherhood, how under capitalism, it's like this extremely essential job that is very difficult, that is not compensated.
No, there shouldn't be. There shouldn't be compensation, Grimes. Because if there is compensation, then there is no more distinction. And when there is giving without distinction, you end up, a system ends up being spammed. Spammed by low-quality women who will produce low-quality babies only to get that payment from the state. So you absolutely don't want to start subsidizing baby making. You want every act of baby making to stem from the natural desires of a man who has acquired resources and money and who can therefore pay himself to sustain a woman and make babies with her. That way you have a test. You have a test against spam. And see, this is something I would like. And it's fascinating that Grimes has made a baby with Elon Musk, because Elon Musk understands this for Twitter. You charge $8. This combats the spam naturally. It combats the bots, because someone who's operating 1,000 different accounts with bots obviously doesn't want to pay $8 1,000 times. So he's not going to equip all of his accounts with the blue check. He's not going to pay the $8. And suddenly the quality that he deserves, the quantity of attention that he deserves, goes back to the natural. Money test of money-making capabilities combat spam. We have to apply this in the way we think of baby-making in society and how we subsidize baby-making. We want there to be a test. We want the man to be able to recruit the female into his family project. We want him to have enough money. We want him to be tested for money. The same way Elon tests the Twitter accounts with $8 payments. That way you ensure that you have males who produce the next generation of children, their genetics, are of higher quality. Females are of higher quality because they have to have the cognitive structure that allows them to spot those qualities in the male. If you start saying, all right, now we give a flat payment to every woman by the state because we want to acknowledge their role as a mother, you broke the whole test. And now you have what? You have exactly what would happen to Twitter if there was no blue check mark and no $8. You would have spam. You would be spammed with low quality babies, and you would have undermined the intelligence of the human race. DK Shadow says, enough money for Twitter blue at least. Yeah, let's just let's make a blue check for human reproduction. You have to pay $8 to inseminate a woman. I would pay. High schoolers allegedly gang up on assistant principal, pummel her so hard she's rushed to hospital. This is the video of the scholars I was reviewing earlier. So that was covered also at Fox News. Enric Palmgren has a good answer to people who want us to renounce whiteness and join the human race. Holy shit. Enric was saying, we don't care. We will perpetuate whiteness until you throw up and shit your dirty pants. People of European stock are going to have as many white, unique, beautiful, blonde children as we want. There is nothing you can do about it. If you don't like it, go back to Sri Lanka. Beautifully said. I agree. We will not renounce whiteness. I don't know what these people have put in their head with this idea. I don't like it. And is this true? Yeah, I think it's true. Tucker Carlson will be replaced at Fox News by Lawrence Jones, a black man. Holy shit. This is taking a turn where Fox News, their only voice, who was capable of approaching racial identity without ever, he made it clear that he wasn't for it later in the interview. But still, he was touching on subjects that were highly related at times to identity, violence, race and violence. And he's always covered it really in a shy fashion, just dipping his toes. Now we're going to have a black man instead of Tucker Carlson. I think this does it for me as far as this time slot. I don't think I'll be tuning in to Fox News. I don't know how right-wing this guy is, but I would be surprised that he can be properly right-wing in a based way in any manner. We'll see. We'll see what comes out of it in terms of clips. And Samsung bans the use of AI like ChatGPT for employees after misuse of the chatbot. Samsung is restricting the use of so-called generative artificial intelligence tools such as ChatGPT for employees, after the company discovered such services were being misused. So little fun in the corporate world. It must suck to be working for these companies. Employees are just trying to have fun. They're having fun interactions with ChatGPT, and now they get punished. They can't do it anymore. I mean, it's understandable, but that's why I wouldn't work in these environments. I'm a very productive worker, as it turns out, but I like, because of my productivity, I like to have the privilege of being able to browse the internet and, you know, have moments where I'm lazy and kind of thinking about other things, and moments of hyper productivity. So it's better that I work by contract. That's it for tonight, boys. Thank you so much for being with me, and I will see you all tomorrow.